KHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM presents High School Softball. Our live coverage of the game today is brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Jericho and Lester Production Realty, Big Chuck's Pizza, The Copper Nail, Grass Lake Schools, Frank's ShopRite, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you for tuning in to live high school softball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school softball. Today's matchup pits the Grass Lake Warriors against the Algonac Muskrats in the Division III state semifinals at Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me today. A little bit of a delay in today's action with about a 30 to 45 minute rain delay in some of the earlier games here in Lansing, in East Lansing to be exact, and of course shifted each of the games down a little bit. Of course, was going to be a little bit more of a prep time for both these two teams on this field, but as a result of, you know, the earlier games getting derailed in terms of time, had to kind of expedite everything, so they hurried up once the previous game ended to get the field ready and to get both teams their 10-minute warm-up period in, as a pretty interesting Division III Final Four. All four of these teams, I should say none of these four teams, have ever been to a state championship game for softball. So whoever moves on from this game, it'll be a first-time experience for that team, and same thing for the other side. The winner of this game, Grass Lake and Algonac, will be taking on the winner of Clare and Ravenna. Those two teams will be playing each other after the conclusion of this game here at Michigan State University. Grass Lake Warriors, a 38-4 overall record on the season. Algonac, 24-14-1. Don't be deceived by that record, however. Playing up a bunch of great Division I and Division II schools for those losses, as well as couple losses to Richmond, one of the best Division III schools this season. So, Algonac, of course, you can never count them out. Again, that they've also got a lot of recent deep postseason experience. Back-to-back appearances in the state quarterfinals, and then the year before that, back in 2022, they also made the state semifinals, which in the quarterfinals that year, they actually defeated Grass Lake 5-4. So both these teams, a couple years ago, some postseason experience against each other, and of course Grass Lake, this is the farthest they've ever made it. They've never played in a state semifinal before, so this season already a tremendous success for this program, looking to ride it all the way to a state championship, trying to bring home that first one in program history. And of course, most of the time in this postseason, they've done a really good job of really getting big leads against these teams, although a little bit of a thriller, too close for comfort, 10-9 victory over Langsburg in the state quarterfinals earlier this week, as they were able to clinch their spot here, make it past that hump that is the quarterfinals. And Algonac, 8-6 win over Millington in the quarterfinals, and able in order to make it here to this stage here at Sekia Stadium, beautiful home of the Michigan State Spartans. Of course, next to us, Jeff Ishbia Field, the site of the baseball state tournament. Had some games going on there this weekend as well. So, like to thank as well our sponsors for making today's coverage possible here on WKHM. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilby Transit Mix, and Kelly Express Mart for their support in today's coverage. We're going through the starting lineups here at Sekia Field before getting this thing underway. We're going to step aside when we come back in 3 minutes. We will have first pitch between Algonac and Grass Lake in the girls' softball state semifinals here at Michigan State University here on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Live from Sekia Stadium here, Michigan State University, the site of the 2025 Softball State Tournament. The state semifinals set to get underway between the Algonac Muskrats and the Grass Lake Warriors. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me. Again, a little bit of a later start time, nearly an hour delay total. Game originally scheduled for a 3 o'clock first pitch, but as a result to some earlier rain delays in some of the earlier Division I, Division II games, they had to obviously delay those games and try to get the next one started as soon as possible. As we've got this one ready to get underway, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop bringing you this first inning here on WKHM. It'll be the Grass Lake Lady Warriors in the top of the first inning. Grass Lake, the road team here, and Algonac, the home team. Here we go. Emily Brown leading us off, the center fielder. The pitcher is J.C. Reams, and the first pitch in there for a called first strike. Both these teams wearing their white uniforms.
WKHM.
White jerseys, white pants. Reams hears the 0-1. Showing bunt right here, rolls to Reams right outside the circle, and that's going to be a throw in time to first. Brown not able to run that one out for an infield single. And there's the first out of the top of the first inning. Brought to you by, once again, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. They're in Grass Lake. Here's the second baseman, Layla Smith, for Grass Lake as we go through the Grass Lake batting order here. Of course, Brown in center field, Smith at second base, Bree Saltz catcher. J.C. Reams ready in the circle. First pitch now off the plate and low for ball one for Smith. Middle three for the Lady Warriors. Nadine Hubbard at first base. Mo Conrad, the starting pitcher. And then the third baseman, Kennedy Collins. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's going to be right there on the outside half. Called strike one there to Smith. And the bottom three for Grass Lake in their batting order. Reslape in left field, Adeline Henson in right field as well. Say the bottom two in the order. Next one, that one misses outside. 2-1 the count. Base is empty, one out. Here in the top of the first inning, brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. Grass Lake at the plate here in the top of the first. Next one, check swing. Looks like that one was in the zone anyways. Called strike two. 2-2 count for Layla Smith after Emily Brown grounded out on a bunt attempt, trying to leg out an infield single. 2-2. That one taken low and away. Good take there from Smith to run the count full. 3-2. Trying to be the first base runner here for the Lady Warriors. Again, this is the furthest that this program has ever made it. Previously, they have only made it to the quarterfinals. We've got a swing, ground ball right to second base. Throw over to first in time, Kendall to Reams for out number two. Base is empty, two outs. Here's the catcher, Bree Saltz, trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Warriors. 38-4 overall on the season. So far, they're road in the postseason. Stockbridge 11-1. Monroe, St. Mary Catholic Central 9-3. First pitch to Saltz, misses for ball one. Then they beat Columbia Central 11-4, and then Langsburg 10-9 to make it to this stage, the semifinals. 1-0 the count. Swing, this is a pop, going to be fouled out of play into the stands on the right hand side. Up and over the Algonac dugout. One ball, one strike for Breen Saltz. Grass Lake, as a matter of fact, the only team of the teams here in the Final Four for Division III. Really the only one that didn't make a deep run last year. The other three teams able to make a pretty deep postseason run. Grass Lake out in the district tournament as the next pitch missed above the zone. Two balls and a strike for Bree Saltz. Here's the next one from Reams. That one high and away, just above the belt there. 3-1, advantageous count for Saltz to try to keep the top of the first going. Brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. Last season beat Michigan Center before losing to Leslie in the district tournament. Next one, check swing, able to hold off. It's a pitch outside the zone, and it's ball four, Bree Saltz. A two-out base runner at first. No score yet. Grass Lake looking for that two-out magic against Algonac. Kenzie Hillbearer, the shortstop, now at the plate. Another righty hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss from J.C. Reams. 0-1 the count. Cloudy skies here in East Lansing. Slight breeze, but still pretty warm outside. 0-1. Swinging a foul up and over the crowd and dugout on the right-hand side and out of play. Nearly got some Ravenna players with some warm-up stretches on the path to the right. 0-2 count for Hilbearer, trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake. 0-2, two outs, runner on first. Next one, swing and a slow roller right along the first baseline, picked up by the pitcher Reams, and the tag just before Hilbearer made it to first. We'll get out number three, so Grass Lake, couple quick outs, able to get that two-out walk there with Saltz, but not able to advance her beyond first base, and that'll do it for the top of the first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. No score yet. Grass Lake and Algonac coming back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to live high school softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Bottom of the first inning, Grass Lake and Algonac in the girls' softball state semifinals here at Michigan State University. Connor Dockery hanging out with you on this Friday afternoon here on WKHM. Thanks for joining me. Grass Lake, just one base runner on a walk in the top of the first inning, but not able to get their bats going quite yet as Mo Conrad is throwing out the last of her warm-up pitches in the circle to get this one underway. Bottom of the first inning brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. Also like to thank Phelps Towing, Performance Automotive Northwest, and the Copper Nail for their support in today's coverage. Algonac leading this one off with Michael Kennel from second base. As Algonac trying to get going in this first inning, again, they played up a lot against a lot of Division II and Division I schools, accounting for most of their losses, as the first one's going to run in and get her. Just a little bit too close inside. And that's already a base runner at first on the first pitch. Hit by pitch there for Michael Kennel. She's at first now. And here's the shortstop, Madison Grace. Mo Conrad trying to settle things down now. Rocks and deals. This one a bunt right back to Conrad out of the circle and makes the delivery over to first to Hubbard. For out number one, it's a sacrifice as Kennel advances up to second. Algonac runner at second with one out. Here's the pitcher, J.C. Reams, as we go through the Algonac Muskrats batting order here in the state semifinals. Of course, Kennel second base, Grace shortstop, Reams pitcher for the top three. First pitch from Conrad, swing and a miss. Middle three for the Muskrats batting order. The catcher, Ava Murray. First base, Morgan Reams. And third base, Kayla Raines. 0-1 count for J.C. Reams. Next delivery, swing and a tapper. Slow on the third baseline and just foul as Collins made the pickup. And it's an 0-2 count. Bottom three for the Muskrats batting order. Autumn DeWicke, center field. Lainey Molesky, left field. And Aubrey Thomas at right field, head coach is Natalie Heim. 0-2, swing and a miss. Mo Conrad, good job, able to take care of the number three hitter in the order. For out number two, that strikeout brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. Base runner on second base with two outs in the bottom of the first inning for Algonac. Here's Ava Murray. First pitch swing and a foul tip behind. Conrad trying to strand that runner in scoring position, trying to keep this game scoreless as her team ready to have the middle of the order hit as we got a line drive left field. That one stays fair and drops. Runner will come in to score, and just like that, it's a one-run base hit for Ava Murray, and Algonac strikes first in the state semifinals 1-0. There'll be a single there, advance to second on the throwback end, trying to prevent the run from scoring, but not able to stop Michael Kennel. Got a nice read off the bat. Just turning on the Jets and rounding third by the time that Lape got to it there in left field. As now got Kayla Reams, making Morgan Reams now at the plate. First pitch in there for strike one. Next one is a swing and a pop foul up and behind into the crowd for a two-strike count. So a one-run single there for Ava Murray. That RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Base runner on second with two outs, 1-0 Algonac. 0-2, swing and a miss. So Mo Conrad able to recover with her second strikeout of the game, brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. However, Algonac able to strike first. It's 1-0. Top of the second inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got girls softball action in the postseason here on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You are listening to live high school softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
1-0 Algonac over Grass Lake in the girls softball semifinals here at Michigan State University. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Top of the second inning brought to you by Jarco and Lester Production Realty. Grass Lake, their second time at the plate, as J.C. Reams misses one outside for ball one with Nadine Hubbard, first baseman for Grass Lake, leading us off. 5-6-7 due up in the Grass Lake order, trying to get something going as the next one right down Main Street for a called strike. One ball, one strike for Hubbard. Bo Conrad and Kennedy Collins do up behind her, 1-1. Swinging a grounder foul along the first baseline. 1-2 the count. For Grass Lake, it was a couple quick groundouts to start the top of the first inning. Then a Bree Saltz walk, followed by another Kenzie Hillbearer groundout. Grass Lake looking to get more base runners going here. We got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield. Foul territory, and it will land untouched, as Reams from first base making a great effort to try to run that one down, as well as the catcher Murray, but not able to track that one down, and it remains a 1-2 count for Nadine Hubbard. I'd like to thank Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Grimes Plumbing, and Bucked Up Energy Drink for their support in today's coverage. As we got something here in the left field, a a gate that opened in left field in foul territory. The wind kind of picked up there and somehow opened it. There's also soccer postseason and baseball postseason going down here at Michigan State. Soccer game going on to our left. Can't really see what's happening out there, but you can kind of see the scoreboard, see the net there. Just over the fans sitting there along the third baseline. Here we go, 1-2, swinging another grounder along the first baseline for Nadine Hubbard, and it remains a 1-2 count. Three consecutive fouls here by Hubbard, staying alive, 1-2, as J.C. Reams looking for the first out of the inning, top of the second. Brought to you by Jericho and Lester Production Realty. Another pitch misses. Two balls and two strikes now. Great plate appearance so far for Nadine Hubbard. Really making J.C. Reams work there in the circle for Algonac. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a line drive. That one finds the grass. It's a base hit into right field. And a leadoff single for Nadine Hubbard. A good start in the top of the second for the Lady Warriors. First base hit of the game as well. Runner on first, no one out. Here's the pitcher, Mo Conrad. .38-4 record on the season for the Lady Warriors. First pitch to Conrad, swing and a miss. That one off the plate. Really tempted on that one. Trying to get that bat extended. Can't make the contact. 0-1. These two teams have actually previously met up with each other in the postseason. As we got a check swing, that one in the zone anyways. Called strike two for Conrad. 5-4 win for Algonac in the 2022 state quarterfinals. Again, all four of these teams in the Final Four have not had a championship appearance as we got another base hit into right field. That one over Kennel at second base, and it's back-to-back singles for the Grass Lake Lady Warriors to get the top of the second inning underway. Threatening here. Runners on first and second with no one out. Here is the third baseman, Kennedy Collins. Got a pinch runner right here for Grass Lake. In place of Mo Conrad, the pitcher, it's going to be the sophomore Ava Hamp. So Hamp at first, Hubbard at second. No outs, 1-0 Algonac over Grass Lake here in the top of the second inning. Kennedy Collins at the plate for Grass Lake. Rocks and deals, showing bunt, can't make the contact, and it's strike one. J.C. Reams again had a good first inning. Three ground outs and a walk. Meanwhile, back-to-back base hits allowed into right field. Putting herself in a little bit of a jam here. Rocks and deals, another one showing bunt. That's tipped fouled behind home plate. Kennedy Collins for Grass Lake falls behind 0-2 in the count. Of course, trying to do a bunt on those first two pitches, trying to, at the very least, get a sacrifice there, but with the two-strike count, that takes that out of the equation. 0-2 way outside. One ball, two strikes for Kennedy Collins. Packed stands here. Support for Grass Lake in this one. Making the trip there as we got a swing and a grounder. This one to short. Throw across the diamond in time to first base. Grace to Reams. In time to get that first out. However, both base runners advance. So, of course, not in the books as a sacrifice, but still the same sort of idea. Runners on second and third with one out. Grass Lake trailing 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Brought to you by Jarko and Lester Production Realty. Now here is the left fielder, Reese Lape. Chance to drive in some of the first Grass Lake runs in this one. First pitch right down the middle, called for a strike. Taking all the way there. Sometimes want to try to let that first pitch go. Try to get a feel for the velocity. Next one showing bunt, but holding off just in time. And it missed there. One ball, one strike. You could see the first baseman Reams also charging in, expecting that bunt there. Trying to save the run from scoring. Algonac trying to stay in front here. 1-0. Another bunt here. That's going to be tipped foul behind. And a 1-2 count for Reese Lape now. Takes a practice swing and steps back into the right-handed hitter's batter box. Trying to drive in some runs. Reams rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Reams for out number two. Strikeout brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. That is Reams' first strikeout of the game. And now it goes to the number nine hitter in the order, right fielder Adeline Henson, who looks at the first pitch on the bottom of the zone, called strike one. Runners on second and third, two outs. Grass Lake trailing 1-0 to Algonac here in the state semifinals. 0-1, that one misses off the plate. One ball, one strike. Henson, left-handed hitter here for the Lady Warriors. Hubbard at third. And Kemp at second base. Next one called strike two. Eva Hamp, of course, a pinch runner in place of Mo Conrad, the pitcher. Reams trying to strand two in scoring position. 1-2, protect swing there. Fouled off to the left-hand side, staying alive. One ball, two strikes. So back-to-back base hits for Hubbard and Conrad to get two base runners on. Ground out for Kennedy Collins for the first out, moving up both base runners, and then Reese Lape striking out for out number two so far in the top of the second. 1-2, swing and a tapper. This one rolling to the second baseman. Easy delivery. Kennel to Reams over to first base in time, and J.C. Reams in the circle, able to tightrope out of danger, stranding two in scoring position. Algonac stays in front of Grass Lake 1-0. Bottom of the second inning coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
1-0 Algonac over Grass Lake. Now in the bottom of the second inning in the state semifinals at Michigan State, brought to you by Jarco and Lester Production Realty. Mo Conrad in the circle, first pitch is a swing and a foul behind. 0-1 count for Kayla Raines, third baseman for the Muskrats. 6-7-8 due up here. Raines followed by DeWicke and Molesky as we got a swing and a grounder. That one eats up the third baseman, but recovered by the shortstop. Throw across the diamond just late. So that one deflected off of Collins. And then Hillbearer able to recover and make that throw to first. I believe that's going to be an infield single right there. Going to be a really tough play, just a laser on the ground from Reigns. And then a nice recovery attempt by Hilbert to try to get the out at first, but just late. So Reigns with a infield single, second hit of the game for the Lady Muskrats. And now a leadoff base hit. Now we get a swing and a miss here for Autumn DeWicke. Falls behind 0-1. Center field here for Algonac. So in the bottom of the first inning for Algonac, it was a leadoff hit batter. Kennel able to get on base, and she was eventually able to come in to score the lone run of the game so far. Definitely shows the margin of error in these deep postseason games. And that was on the very first pitch of the game, too, that hit batter. But otherwise, pretty strong work, a sacrifice bunt, strikeout, and then a single that brought in that lone run, and then another strikeout. Swing and a miss. Strike three there for Autumn DeWicke. There's the third strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop for Mo Conrad. And there's out number one, runner on first. 1-0 Algonac lead over Grass Lake. Here's the number eight hitter, Laney Molesky. First pitch swing and a grounder. That one right to the second baseman, Smith. That one ate her up. Had a chance to grab it as a result of that kind of low line drive, but that one kind of ate her up, and the official score looks like ruled that one an infield single. Pretty tough play to get in the way of that one and try to make the play. Third hit of the game for Algonac. Runners on first and second now with one out. Here's the number nine hitter, right fielder Aubrey Thomas. First pitch swing and a grounder, just foul along the third baseline. On the ground there to Collins. No balls, one strike. Top of the order, standing just around the corner in the on-deck circle for Algonac with Michael Kennel. 0-1, swing and a tapper. This one to the shortstop, force out at third, and no additional throw made. So at least able to retire the furthest runner for out number two. Runners on first and second base with two outs now. 1-0 Algonac. And here's the number one hitter, Michael Kennel. So Reigns out at third. Molesky moves up to second. Thomas at first. Kennel at the plate. Rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Of course, the lone run scored. Kennel with that hit by pitch to lead off the bottom of the first. Next one right down the middle, called second strike. Chance for Mo Conrad to get out of this inning. Trying to keep the deficit at one run in the bottom of the second inning. Brought to you by Jarco and Lester Production Realty. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number four for Mo Conrad, brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. Two base runners are stranded for Algonac, and it remains a 1-0 Algonac lead. Top of the third inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got girls playoff softball here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
1-0 Algonac over Grass Lake. Now in the top of the third inning in the state semifinals, brought to you by Big Chuck's Pizza in Munith. Swing and a line drive, this one to left field for Emily Brown, leading us off for Grass Lake, and that's a good way to start the third inning for the Lady Warriors. Still trying to get on the scoreboard. 1-2-3 due up here. Of course, now the number two hitter, second baseman Layla Smith at the plate. Brown and Smith grounded out to start the game for Grass Lake there at the top of the first inning, before Bree Saltz with a two-out walk. Bunt attempt here for Smith. That one tipped foul, as Grass Lake trying to manufacture the tying run here around the bases. They did threaten in the last inning. Back-to-back base hits from Hubbard and Conrad to start things off in the top of the second, but three straight outs for J.C. Reams to get out of that jam. 0-1. Another bunt. This one rolls just to Reams out of the circle, trying to get that base runner out at second, and oh no, an overrun by Brown. She would have been safe, but she kind of dove over the bag and was off the bag, and then by that point, Grace able to recover and make the tag for that out. So Layla Smith now at first base with one out. That's going to be ruled as an infield single there for Smith, as Brown was not a force out technically with that tag. So Bree Saltz now at the plate. Pitch in the dirt for ball one. Saltz waving to Smith to get back to first. That one didn't get too far away from Murray, the catcher, to try to move up to second. One ball, no strikes for Saltz. Was walked in the first inning, the first base runner of the game for Grass Lake, but stranded on the bases. Swinging a grounder hard to the shortstop. Pickup throw across the diamond in time for the second out. Although that does move Layla Smith up to second base. So Bree Saltz now 0-for-1 with a walk. Runner on second with two outs. Grass Lake trailing Algonac 1-0 in the top of the third inning, brought to you by Big Chuck's Pizza. Here's the shortstop, Kenzie Hillbearer, number four in the Grass Lake order. J.C. Reams in the circle, first pitch, swing and a foul tip on the right-hand side towards the Algonac dugout. 0-1 count. Hillbearer 0-for-1, grounded out right back to Reams in the circle to end that top of the first inning for Grass Lake. Still trying to drive in their first run, trailing 1-0 to Algonac, scoring their first run in the bottom of the first. Another one misses below the knees, ball one. One ball, one strike from J.C. Reams. Decent stuff here, again allowing four hits, but keeping these four base runners in check so far. 1-1, way above the zone. Layla Smith at second with two outs. You know she wants to run here. Just got to get some good contact. And Grass Lake so far has been able to get some stuff to happen with two outs here. At least they need to get something going with two outs here. If they want to try to get on the board here, another pitch misses high for Hillbearer. 3-1. J.C. Reams risking her second walk of the game. Entering the middle part of the order. Looks at her pitching chart and her wrists. Now another one. Swing and a foul tip. Count runs full. 3-2. Big payoff pitch coming up for J.C. Reams, trying to keep her Algonac Muskrats in front 1-0 in the Stead semifinals here in the third inning. Kinsey Hillbearer ready to go at the plate. Payoff pitch. That one taken up and away. Stone cold take, and that will draw the walk. Second walk issued by J.C. Reams. Runners on first and second for the Lady Warriors. Two outs. Trailing 1-0. Here is the first baseman, Nadine Hubbard. Reams in the circle. First delivery to her. That one misses off the plate. one ball, no strikes. Like to thank Wolverine Seal Coating, County National Bank, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning for their support in today's coverage on WKHM. 1-0 pitch, well above the zone. 2-0, a pump throw, pump fake there, if you will, from Murray, threatening to make a throw to first base with Hillbearer there off the bag, but doesn't pull the trigger. Next one on its way. That one misses low. 2-0 count. Hubbard so far 1-for-1, able to get the first base hit of the game for Grass Lake, leading off the second inning, although she was stranded at third. 3-0. Called strike one. Bottom of the zone there. 3-1 there for Hubbard. Not a bad take there. Again, right at the bottom of the zone. Trying to chance that the umpire maybe saw it lower than that. 3-1. Swinging a line drive. Right center field. This one finds the grass. Rolls all the way to the outfield fence. Tying run comes into the score. The go-ahead run also into score. A huge two-run double from Nadine Hubbard flips the scoreboard here. 2-1 Grass Lake over Algonac in the state semifinals. Two huge RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. She stands at second with two outs. And now Conrad at the plate. Smith and Hillbearer around there for those big-time runs for Grass Lake. Three hits in the inning. Able to get those two runs across, and Grass Lake, two-out magic here. First pitch off the plate to Mo Conrad. Misses for ball one. Back-to-back base hits for Brown and Smith, although Brown called out at second, overrunning the bag. Salts grounded out, and then a walk to Hillbearer, and then that big double for Hubbard. 1-0. Swing and a miss for Conrad. One ball, one strike. 1-for-1 so far. Singled in the last inning. Then replaced by Ava Hamp on the bases. Another one misses high. Two balls, one strike. Still some cloud coverage here in East Lansing, although not really a threat of any more moisture, at least for the rest of this game and hopefully the rest of today's games. 2-1. Check swing in the dirt. That one's going to be held off. Three balls, one strike. Another advantageous count here for the Lady Warriors. Mo Conrad at the plate. Runner on second with two outs, leading 2-1 over Algonac. In the semifinals, looking to make it to their first championship game. Of course, here in their first semifinal game. 3-1. Off the plate. Ball four. Walk number three. Second one of the inning, along with three base hits and two runs. Now going to be a mound visit here for J.C. Reams. Again, starting the game pretty solid. That first inning, three ground outs and a walk. Meanwhile, the last inning, Grass Lake threatened initially with back-to-back base hits before Reams able to retire three consecutive batters. And then here, Grass Lake just starting to pile on the base runners. Runners on first and second with two outs. Here is Kennedy Collins. The mound visit ends as the first pitch in there gets the outside half called for strike. Hubbard at second, Conrad at first, two away. Trying to add more here, 0-1. That one taken for a called second strike, same spot virtually as Reams trying to recover after that mound visit and stop the bleeding there at just two runs for Grass Lake. Ready to go with the 0-2. Swing, fly ball, right center field, and that one's going to be into the glove of Thomas. Great read off the bat. McGrath Lake, two runs, three hits, no errors, two runners left on. They now lead over Algonac 2-1. Bottom of the third inning coming your way. In 60 seconds, you've got girls playoff softball on WKHM.
Brew.
Zero carbs.
For what's
only 80 calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light next. The first zero-carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero-carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
1-1 Grass Lake over Algonac, state semifinals. Now in the bottom of the third inning, brought to you by Big Chuck's Pizza in Munith. Algonac, their third time at the plate, 2-3-4 due up. Madison Grace leading us off the shortstop for the Lady Muskrats. Connor Dockery with you from Michigan State University on a cloudy Friday as we got a swing and a pop to the right side in foul territory, and Hubbard from first base able to camp under it and make that catch for a quick first out on a single pitch. Bo Conrad, very good so far in this one. A little shaky again, that initial hit batter to start the game on just the first pitch. Then a sacrifice bunt moved her up into scoring position. Then a base hit, a two-out base hit from Ava Murray to drive her in for that first run of the game. But since then, she has just been wheeling and dealing, allowing two base hits since then. But four strikeouts, no walks otherwise. Solid stuff. As now J.C. Reams looked at the first pitch well above the zone. And over the catcher, Saltz for ball one. Of course, thankfully, no base runners to contend with as we got a swing and a miss. First strike. 1-1 for J.C. Reams. Base is empty. Two run to one against Algonac for Grass Lake. 1-1 on the way. Check swing. Looked like she fouled, tipped into the glove. Anyways, one ball, two strikes now for J.C. Reams. 0-1 in this one. A strikeout swinging in the first inning. Against Mo Conrad. Still doing some good stuff there in the circle for Grass Lake. 1-2, Roxanne Deals swinging a foul tip behind. I'd like to thank the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, the Protection Center, and AeroQuip Credit Union for their support in today's coverage. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Clare and Ravenna tomorrow at 5:30 in the state championship for Division III softball. Another one misses. Two balls, two strikes for Reams. Trying to get on base here. 2-2, swinging, another foul pops up and out of play. You can hear that banging off the roof here in the press box at Sekia Stadium. It's either Sekia or Setia. I have no idea how that's said, but I do apologize. You're probably listening out there like, ah, this guy can't say anything right. Next one, check swing, broke the plane, missed the contact. And there is strike three, out number two of the inning. Mo Conrad, five strikeouts, brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. Wheeling and dealing now in the circle. Bases empty, two outs. 2-1 Grass Lake lead over Algonac. And Algonac trying to keep the inning alive with the catcher Ava Murray at the plate. First pitch from Conrad. That one taken inside, ball one. Murray, of course, was temporarily the hero in this game for Algonac. A one-run single in the bottom of the first inning at that point put the Lady Muskrats up 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, this one to left field. Lape able to come in forward and slightly to her right-hand side to make the catch. And the side is retired. Mo Conrad able to retire Algonac in order, 2 through 4. Great stuff. Really performing well since the last inning. And Grass Lake stays in front 2-1. Top of the fourth inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got girls softball action in the state semifinals on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
2-1, Grass Lake over Algonac, now in the top of the fourth inning in the Division III Girls Softball Semifinals here at Michigan State University. Connor Dockery on WKHM. Kennedy Collins leading us off for Grass Lake as she looks at the first two pitches. One ball, one strike now to J.C. Reams in the circle. Getting us underway in this fourth inning, brought to you by the Copper Nail. 7-8-9 due up. Next one, swing and a miss on that low and away pitch. Falls behind 1-2. Grass Lake able to get to J.C. Reams in that last inning. 3 base hits, 2 walks. Next one on the way, swing a blip, beg your pardon, this is Reese Lape leading us off, swinging a ground ball along the third baseline, and it rains over to Reams, third to first, in time for the first out. So it's 8-9-1 due up here. Here's now the right fielder, Adeline Henson, with Reese Lape grounding out there for the first out. Reams trying to have a strong inning here as her side itching to get back there, trying to keep this at a one-run deficit. The first pitch in there for a called first strike. Henson over one with a second inning ground out. 0-1 on its way, swing and a grounder. This one of the shortstop, throw over to first is not in time. Great speed for Henson, able to leg out an infield single. And that's huge right here for Grass Lake. Getting one of those first two hitters on base at the bottom of the order. And now here's the top of the order. Back in with Emily Brown. First pitch, swing and a tapper foul in the dirt behind. Falls behind 0-1. So far, 2 runs, 6 hits for this Grass Lake offense. J.C. Reams, 1 strikeout, 3 walks. 0-1. Showing bunt there as Brown charging forward, able to hold off in time. That pitch in the dirt, 1-ball, 1-strike. Runner on first with 1 out. She's 1-for-2. Single in the last inning, ground out in the first inning. Next one, swing and a tapper foul. This one's a slow roller. Murray can't make the throw. unbelievable placement from Emily Brown. And she turns that bunt into an infield single. Back-to-back base hits for the Lady Warriors. Runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Brought to you by the Copper Nail. Now here's Layla Smith. 2-1 lead. Grass Lake over Algonac here in the top of the fourth. As the first pitch off the plate to Layla Smith, ball one. She's one for two as well, a single and a ground out with a run scored in this one. 1-0 on its way. That one low. 2-0. Adeline Henson at second, Emily Brown at first base. As the first baseman comes in to have a quick chat. Morgan Reams and J.C. Reams having a chat as trying to settle J.C. Reams down here in the circle, putting herself in another difficult situation. And that's exactly how Grass Lake got going in the last inning, where they scored their two runs. Got two base runners on quickly and eventually able to break through, stringing together some hits, specifically a big two-run double from Nadine Hubbard. Next delivery right down the middle, taken for a called strike one with Talewa Smith. Quick glance at her wrist for the pitch chart, 2-1. Swinging a foul off the right-hand side. Count runs even at two. I'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Big Chuck's Pizza, and Tom Coffee Soft Water for their support in today's coverage. At Michigan State University, the girls' Division III softball semifinals. Championship tomorrow at 5:30. Swinging a grounder, this one to second base. Throw to the shortstop, offline. Can't make the play and can't recover to get an out. That's going to be the first error of the game on Algonac. And the bases are now loaded for Grass Lake with still one away. Breeze Salts at the plate. Huge spot here for the Lady Warriors. So the leadoff ground out from Reese Lape, followed up by back-to-back singles and an error. Bases loaded, one out, 2-1 lead for Grass Lake, but Breeze Salts, deadly hitter at the plate for Grass Lake, trying to blow this game wide open. First pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. Boy, locked and loaded right there. And she falls behind 0-1 to J.C. Reams in the circle. Takes a couple practice swings before stepping back into the box. Winds and deals 0-1. Taken off the plate for ball one. First two innings, again, pretty solid for J.C. Reams, but Grass Lake starting to get to her here in the third and fourth innings. 1-1. Off the plate again. Two balls and a strike for Breeze Salts. 0-for-1 in this one. Walked in the first inning and grounded out in the third inning. A couple more practice swings before stepping back in. 2-1 on the way. That one bounces in the dirt. Careful if you're J.C. Reams. You don't want to walk in a run here. And, of course, you don't want to leave something too far over the heart of the plate to give Bree Salts a chance to unload. First baseman Morgan Reams has another quick chat with J.C. Reams in the circle. Big pitch right here, 3-1. Swinging a fly ball, shallow right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. One run comes in to score, but that's all that's going to happen as all the base runners kind of held off in case that one was caught. It's station-to-station softball, but another run comes in to score. It's a one-run single for Bree Salts, 3-1 lead. Grass Lake over Algonac, that RBI brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And now there's going to be a mound visit, a circle visit, if you will, for J.C. Reams. Trying to settle things down. The bases remain loaded with just one out. And still looking to add more with Kenzie Hillbearer set to stand in. So Adeline Henson scoring from third. Emily Brown now at third. Layla Smith at second and Bree Saltz at first. As J.C. Reams staying in the circle for the Lady Muskrats. Just trying to settle her down here. As Grass Lake able to score two runs in the third inning. Now scoring one so far here in the fourth. Looking to add more. So Hillbearer at the plate. Reams ready to go. Fires away. Swing and a miss. Boy, took a big cut at that one. That one like a little off the plate there. The ball's one strike. She's 0 for 1. Ground out in the first. A walk, but a run scored in the third. Next one off the plate. Ooh, able to graze the zone evidently there. Call made by the home plate umpire. 0-2. As J.C. Reams tries to recover and get this second out here. Trying to make getting out of this jam a lot easier. Trying to limit the damage to just one run. Next one taken high. One ball, two strikes for Kenzie Hillbearer. Here at the top of the fourth inning, brought to you by the Copper Nail. 3-1 Grass Lake over Algonac. Winner takes on either Claire or Ravenna in the championship. As we got a little fly ball there right to the first baseman, Reams, and she's able to recover and dive back and touch the bag to catch Saltz off the bag. A huge double play by Algonac to get out of the bases loaded jam, although Grass Lake still able to add one to their total. Now leading 3-1 over Algonac going into the bottom of the fourth inning, coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ilya Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
3-1 Grass Lake over Algonac, now in the bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by the Copper Nail. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Lady Muskrats. Led off by the first baseman, Morgan Reams. Bo Conrad still in the circle for Grass Lake. And she looks like she's just been getting better and better as the game has wore on. Kind of settling in here. Now here's the first pitch of the inning. That one taken on the inside half of the plate. Called strike one for Reams. So the game for Conrad in the circle started with a hit by pitch on the first pitch of the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss on the next delivery, 0-2 for Morgan Reams. Then had a Madison Grace sacrifice bunt, strikeout to J.C. Reams, and then a one-run single for Ava Murray to drive in that lone Algonac run in the bottom of the first. 0-2, taken high. Little bit of a temptation there from Reams, but able to hold off, leave the bat on her shoulders. One ball, two strikes. Pair of singles in that second inning for Algonac. But since then, as we got a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Saltz behind home plate, securing that strikeout. For out number one, strikeout number six from O'Conrad. Strikeout brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. There's a big first out. She's just really dealing well here. Six strikeouts to no walks. One run on three hits and a hit batter. Good stuff here for the semifinals from O'Conrad as the first pitch this time to Kayla Raines misses way inside. Has to hop out of the way of that one. Avoids getting hit, and there's ball one. So after, again, that second base hit in the second inning, able to retire both those batters and then retire Algonac in order in the last inning. Due back to the second inning, able to retire six batters in a row. After that pop foul, one ball, one strike for Raines. Next one taken for a called second strike. Boy, she's really locating her pitches now. So far, Raines 1-for-1 with that second inning single to get things underway. In that second inning, at that time, Algonac really trying to jump on Conrad. After that one-run first inning, a little pop and foul territory careens off of the netting. And it stays a two-strike count, 1-2. Base is empty, one out. 3-1 lead for Grass Lake over Algonac in the state semifinals. Bottom of the fourth inning brought to you by the Copper Nail. Next delivery, called strike three, froze her up. Boy, she's really painting the corners extremely well in the semifinals. Mo Conrad, strikeout number seven. Brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. Seven outs in a row for Mo Conrad. And now another chance to get out of her second inning in a row in order. Number seven hitter at the plate, center fielder Adam DeWicke. Swings and fouls one behind into the netting for strike one. 0 for 1. She was the third strikeout victim of Mo Conrad in this one back in the second inning. 0-1. Taken inside this time. Couldn't clip the inside half. One ball, one strike for the right-handed hitter. O'Conrad steps back in. 1-1 on its way. Swinging a fly, this one in foul territory. Is it playable? No, it's not. Goes into the bullpen area. One ball, two strikes. DeWicke trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Muskrats, trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Just not having success against Mo Conrad after that first. 1-2 lobbed over and away for ball two. 2-2 for Adam DeWicke. Mo Conrad. Quick look at the wrist before stepping back on the rubber. Another 2-2 here. Taken inside. That one misses again. 3-2 count runs full. DeWicke really making Mo Conrad work here to get this last out of the inning. As Algonac looking for some two-out magic. Just trying to get some traffic on the bases. No base runners since that second inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and a pop. Up and out of play. For another foul here. That one banging off of the stands here, the stairs coming into the press box here at Michigan State University, East Lansing. Here's another 3-2 to try to get out of the inning. Swing and a foul tip for DeWicke, just hanging in there. Bases empty, two outs. 3-1 Grass Lake lead. And a run can happen at any time. We've seen girls from the top to the bottom of Grass Lake Sorter make stuff happen in this one. And Algonac looking for some contribution from the bottom part of their orders. We got a swing and a check. Foul. Ooh, just hanging in there. Got to tip your cap to DeWicki here. Just a great plate appearance. Fouling off a lot of pitches. Really making Conrad work. As she's just been wheeling and dealing the last several innings. Here's another payoff. That one taken above the zone for ball four. Just the first walk issued by Mo Conrad in this one. And a phenomenal plate appearance for Autumn DeWicki. Several fouled pitches, able to rack up that count. And eventually able to draw the walk. So a runner on first with two outs for Algonac, trailing Grass Lake 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Lainey Molesky as she swings a short pop to the left side of the infield, and it's in the glove of the third baseman, Kendi Collins, to retire the side. More great stuff from Mo Conrad in the circle for Grass Lake. And we now head to the top of the fifth inning. Grass Lake 3, Algonac 1. You've got girls playoff softball on WKHM back in 60 seconds.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
3-1 Grass Lake over Algonac. Top of the fifth inning brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools here from Michigan State University in East Lansing. Softball semifinals. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Lady Warriors. Led off by the first baseman, Nadine Hubbard. Quickly a 1-2 count to J.C. Reams, still in the circle for Algonac. With a fouled pitch in the dirt that time. Hubbard with the game-changing swing back in the third inning. A two-run double, 2-for-2, a single and double in this one. Great stuff there for Hubbard. Now a swing and a foul tip along the third baseline, staying alive at the plate. I'd like to thank Grass Lake Community Schools, Frank's ShopRite in Grass Lake, and Jarco and Lester Production Realty for their support in today's coverage of the girls' softball semifinals. 1-2, swing and a ground ball. This one rolled slowly to the shortstop. Throw quickly is just in time. Hillbearer to Hubbard. Beg your pardon, Grace to Reams for the first out of the inning. So Hubbard retired there. She's now 2-for-3. And now here is the number 6 hitter pitcher, Mo Conrad. 1-for-1, a single and a walk in this one. Next one is a swing and a grounder. This one picked up by the third baseman. Throw across in time. Reins to Reams for a quick second out. So a quick inning so far. Quick two outs for the Grass Lake Lady Warriors. Kennedy Collins now at the plate. 3-1 lead over Algonac. Bases empty. Reams she's due for a quick inning. Last two innings, Grasslake able to pile on the base runners. Of course, stranded, bases loaded in the last inning. Pitch now off the plate, taken for a ball, one strike for Kennedy Collins. She's 0 for 2 now. Reams looks at the wrist guard. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Taken above the zone, ball two. So far, 3 runs on 8 hits. The Lady Warriors in this one, third and fourth innings in particular, really seeing the ball well. 2-1 swing and a foul ball out of play on the right-hand side. It's going to roll all the way to the fence of the baseball field. Jeff Ishbia Field here at Michigan State. 2-2 now for Collins, trying to keep the top of the fifth inning alive for Grasslake as she looks at a pitch in the dirt. Throwing the count full, 3-2. So far, Hubbard and Conrad retired quickly on groundouts in this inning. 3-2 pitch is fouled behind. Another 3-2 count coming up for Kennedy Collins. But in the last inning, after a leadoff ground out, able to get back-to-back base hits and an error to load the bases. Bree Saltz with a little pop into the outfield in the Bermuda Triangle, landed untouched for a one-run single. At that time, adding the one run for a 3-1 Grasslake lead before a double play from Kenzie Hilbert to end the inning. Another foul here, 3-2. Kennedy Collins fighting to keep the inning alive. Another payoff on the way. A late swing and a foul in the dirt. A protect swing right there to stay alive once more. Algonac scoring their lone run in the bottom of the first inning. Grasslake responding with a 2-run third, 1-run fourth. Now on the top of the fifth, swing and a fly. This one going to slice in unplayable territory there near the bullpen beyond the right field fence. Still a 3-2 count for Kennedy Collins, fighting at the plate. Stands back in, Reams ready in the circle. Another payoff. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to second base. Pickup, throw to first in time. Kendall to Reams. And Grasslake is retired in order for the first time in this one in the top of the fifth inning. But they remain in front 3-1 over Algonac. Bottom of the fifth. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got the girls' softball semifinals on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning brought to you by Grasslake Community Schools. And it's Grasslake in front 3-1 over Algonac. Connor Dockery live on WKHM from Michigan State University. 9-1-2 due up for Algonac in the inning. And immediately a fly ball in the left field for Aubrey Thomas. And a easy catch there for Reese Lape for out number one. Mets brings back the top of the order with the number one hitter, Michael Kennel. So far, 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch and a strikeout. She, however, on that hit by pitch, eventually able to score the lone Algonac run in this game all the way back in the first inning. As Mo Conrad just doing some great, great stuff in the circle for Grass Lake as she is able to lace through a first pitch strike on the lower inside corner. Able to get back in there. 0-1 on its way. That one taken above the zone for ball one. 1-1 for Michael Kennel. So far, Conrad in this one allowing one run on three hits, seven strikeouts to just one walk and one hit batter. Great, great stuff. Couldn't have asked more from her in this semifinals. 1-1, swing and a foul tip behind. Makes the count 1-2. None of the four teams playing in this Final Four have ever played in a state championship game. So no matter the result of this game and the Clear Ravenna results following this game, it's going to be two unknown teams, previously unknown to the state championship game. Another pitch misses, two balls, two strikes for Michael Kennel. Grass Lake, of course, in their first semifinal appearance. The other three teams with previous semifinal experience. 2-2. Another swing and a foul tip behind. Michael Kennel hanging in there. We've seen both teams. A lot of great plate appearances in this one. Of course, these stages of the postseason, you got a lot of great hitters, great pitchers alike. Across all the teams playing, here's another 2-2 from Conrad, swinging a pop to the right side of the infield and able to make the catch. It's Hubbard off of first base, and there's a quick second out. Kennel now 0-for-2. And now here's Madison Grace trying to keep the inning going for Algonac. Game really slowing down here for both teams at the plate as both pitchers are settling in. Grace so far 0-for-1. With a pop-out and a sacrifice. First pitch from Conrad lofted way above Salts behind home plate, and it's ball one. Like to thank Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilby Transit Mix, and Kelly Express Mart for their support in today's coverage. From MSU, 3-1 Grass Lake, bases empty, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Algonac trying to keep the inning going. Next one, swing and a miss. Count runs even, one apiece. There was a stretch in there for Mo Conrad, able to retire seven consecutive hitters between the second and fourth innings. Next one, right down Main Street, 1-2. Chance for Mo Conrad to get out of the inning unscathed. Stands back in the circle. Here's another 1-2. That one taken inside, up and in. Two balls, two strikes for Madison Grace at the plate. It was a quick first two outs for Conrad in the last inning as well before a two-out walk. Extending the inning as we got another swing and a foul out of play to our right-hand side. Still 2-2 for Grace. Conrad stands back in looking for strikeout number 8 here. 2-2. Called strike 3 and she got it. Strikeout number 8. Brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. And another time that Algonac is retired in order. Top of the 6th inning coming up in 60 seconds. Grass Lake leads 3-1 in the state semifinals here on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
3-1, Grass Lake over Algonac. Another chance to add to their lead here in the top of the sixth inning in the girls' state semifinals, brought to you by Frank's ShopRite. Connor Dockery from Michigan State University. 8-9-1 due up for the Lady Warriors, led off by the left fielder Reese Lape. Currently a 1-1 count against J.C. Reams in the circle. 1-1 on its way. Swing and a foul. A laser careening off the netting on the right-hand side above the Algonac dugout. And it's 1-2. Reese Lape 0-2 so far in this one. A strikeout and a ground out in the second and fourth innings. 1-2, swing and a miss, and she goes down swinging here for the second strikeout of the game for J.C. Reams. Brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, and there's the leadoff hitter retired. Six consecutive outs now for J.C. Reams, dating back to the fourth inning. And now here's the number nine hitter, Adeline Henson. Looks at a pitch low and inside for ball one. 3-1 Grass Lake lead. She was able to get the fourth inning going with a base hit, a one-out base hit. Eventually able to score a run in that inning to drive the run to two for Grass Lake, which stands to this moment. Looks at another pitch outside for a ball, and now one called strike on the lower outside corner for the left-handed hitter. Two balls and a strike for Adeline Henson. 1-2 in this one. J.C. Reams ready to go. Looks at her pitch chart on her left wrist. Rocks and deals, swing and a miss. They're going to call that one a strikeout. Looks like the scoreboard had that count wrong. It's a two-strike count, and there's back-to-back punch-outs for J.C. Reams. Third strikeout of the game, brought to you by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop. And now has a chance to retire Grass Lake in order once again. Seven outs in a row now for Reams as she's really settling in after Grass Lake able to really load up on base runners in the third and fourth innings, where they scored their three runs across those innings. Pitch misses in there for Emily Brown. One ball, no strikes. Really solid leadoff hitter here. 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Now grounds one quickly on the ground to the shortstop. Throw across the diamond. Just late. Grace to Reams. Wow, that was a close call. Evidently, Brown able to beat it out according to that first base umpire. And that's another infield single. You can hear some groans from the Algonac supporters here. I'm not going to lie, I don't blame them. That one looked like it should have been out number three. However, Grass Lake able to keep the top of the sixth inning going. Runner on first with two outs. Here is Layla Smith at the plate. Missing up and away on the first pitch for ball one. I'd like to thank Phelps Towing, Performance Automotive Northwest, and Stone's One Stop Auto Shop for their support in today's coverage. 1-0 taken high, and now a check throw at first from Murray behind home plate with Brown diving in safely. 2-0 the count, and Brown's got to be careful there on the bases. She was called out at second earlier in this game, overrunning the base, and they threw the ball right there and was able to tag her out as another pitch. Low and in the dirt. Good block there by Murray. 3-0 count for Smith. Reams trying to not let that close call at first to extend the inning bother her. Trying to get back in the zone here. 3-0 to Smith. Right down the middle. Taking all the way. No interest in taking a hack of that one. 3-1 count now. Base runner on first with two outs. 3-1 Grass Lake here in the top of the sixth. Next delivery, swing and a line drive. That one's over the glove of Kennel at second. Brown rounding second to third, and she's going to get the green light home as the throw is offline. Grass Lake grows their lead to 3. It's 4-1 over Algonac here in the top of the sixth inning. Two-out magic continuing here for Grass Lake. Layla Smith stands at second following that missed throw. And now Bree Salts at the plate. Chance to do damage here. So Layla Smith will be credited with a single and then the run scoring on the second Algonac error of the game. Salts looks at strike one on the lower outside corner. So Brown scoring all the way from first base there. Couple practice swings there for Salts. Now a 1-1 count. 1-1. Now a swing goes right back to Reams in the circle. Easy delivery over to first in time to retire the side. But Grass Lake able to add one run on two hits, one Algonac error, and one runner left on base. 4-1 Grass Lake over Algonac. Bottom of the sixth inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got girls playoff softball on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Ladder stages in this one from Michigan State University. The girls softball semifinals, Grass Lake leads 4-1 over Algonac. Now in the bottom of the sixth inning, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Sixth inning brought to you by Frank's ShopRite in Grass Lake. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Algonac, led off by the pitcher J.C. Reams and Mo Conrad. Morgan Conrad, she's been doing terrific stuff inside the circle for the Lady Warriors. Allowed that first run in that first inning off a one-run single from Ava Murray after the initial hit by pitch to Michael Kennel. But since then, just been dealing here, limiting Algonac's base runners and racking up the strikeouts. 8 strikeouts to just 1 walk. As Reams swings and fouls one behind to the netting. 0-1 the count. Boy, she's doing this one. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Conrad able to get the upper hand in this matchup so far. Otherwise, one run allowed on three hits and a hit batter for Conrad. 0-1 showing bunt right here. Conrad able to get to it out of the circle. Throw to first is not in time. So Reams able to leg that one out. Infield single on a bunt. Fourth hit of the game for Algonac. And now a leadoff base runner. The third time in the game that Algonac was able to get the leadoff hitter on. And they're trying to chip away at this three-run deficit, currently 4-1 for Grass Lake. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, here is the catcher, Ava Murray, showing bunt here. This one just foul along the first baseline. Oh, won the count. Murray, again, the temporary hero earlier in this one with that one-run base hit. Otherwise, 1-for-2, and now a mound visit here for Grass Lake as Conrad trying to get the game plan in line as well with the rest of the infielders here, trying to watch some of these bunts and trying to watch some of these players manufacturing some runs here for Algonac. Murray back in. Conrad's still ready to go here in the circle. And here's the 0-1. Swing and a pop foul over to the soccer pitch. Beyond the third baseline stands, and it's an 0-2 count for Ava Murray. I'd like to thank the Copper Nail, Grimes Plumbing and Bucked Up Energy Drink, that's a B, for their support in today's coverage. 0-2, swing and a miss. And there's the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 9 for Morgan Conrad. Strikeout brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. And here is Morgan Reams. Runner on first with one out. 4-1 Grass Lake over Algonac. But Algonac trying to chip away at the deficit here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch right down the middle, called for a strike. Reams 0-for-2, pair of strikeouts in this one. Just really great placement throughout this one. Painting the corners. 0-1. Showing bunt right here, but it's deflected in the dirt and foul. Falls behind 0-2, and that takes the sacrifice bunt largely out of the equation here for Reams. Now has to swing to get it in play. And against Conrad there in the circle, that's been a pretty tough ask in this one. Ready to go in the circle, 0-2. Swing and a miss! Back-to-back punch outs for Conrad. Double-digit Ks. And there's the second out. That strikeout brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. 10 strikeouts, just one walk. Terrific stuff. Here's Kayla Raines. Runner on first with two outs. 4-1 Grass Lake over Algonac. Next one swung on. It's a pop to the left side of the infield, and the shortstop getting under it. Hillbearer to make that easy catch. And after that leadoff single on that bunt for J.C. Reams, she is stranded at first, and Grass Lake still in front by 3. Top of the seventh inning. Coming your way next, you've got girls playoff softball in 60 seconds coming back here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
4-1, Grass Lake over Algonac. Grass Lake, this is their last chance to add to their lead. Here in the top of the seventh inning, brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Michigan State University on WKHM. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Lady Warriors. Led off by the shortstop, Kenzie Hillbearer. Currently with a 1-1 count against J.C. Reams in the circle for the Lady Muskrats. 1-1 taken above the belt. 2 balls, 1 strike. So far in this one, she is 0-for-2. A ground out in the first. A walk with a run scored in the third. And then a pop out into a double play in the fourth, as we've got a grounder right back to Reams in the circle. Underhanded delivery over to Morgan Reams at first for out number one. She's had to field several of those in this one. And the leadoff hitter is retired as Nadine Hubbard stands in for Grass Lake. 2-for-3 in this one. Single, double, 2 runs batted in. That 2-run double back in the third inning. At that time, seeing the lead change hands, going from 1-0 Algonac to 2-1 Grass Lake, as the Lady Warriors able to add one in each of the fourth and sixth innings to see their lead grow to 4-1. After that first pitch ball, the next one sees the inside part of the plate for a called first strike, 1-1 for Hubbard. Bases empty, one out. Top of inning number 7, swing and a line drive to right field, shallow, and the second baseman, Kennel, able to get a nice read there, get under it to make the catch for out number 2. Again, a last chance here for Grass Lake to try to add to their lead before trying to shut things down in the bottom of the 7th and punch their ticket to their first ever state championship appearance. Again, all 4 teams in this Final Four looking for their first ever state championship appearance. Morgan Conrad at the plate. Reams misses low and away for ball 1. So Reams in this one, 4 runs on 10 hits, 3 strikeouts and 3 walks. 1-0 swing, that one grounded right back up the middle and sneaks past all of the infielders for a 2-out single for Conrad. Base runner at first with 2 outs. Here is Kennedy Collins, as we've got the courtesy runner there. Ava Hamp replaced her in the first inning as well.
The batter is number 7, Kennedy Collins.
2-for-3 now for Conrad with a walk, pair of singles and a ground out. Trying to get maybe one more insurance run on the board, if you will. 4-1 lead for Grass Lake. Pitch for Reams just off the plate for ball 1 now for Kennedy Collins at the plate. 0-for-3 now. Ready with the 1-0 pitch. That one called strike 1 right down the middle. Practice swing there for Collins. Gets ready to step back in. Again, trying to make something happen as Grass Lake really got a lot of good contact in the middle innings in this one, as we got a swing. Flares out to right field, but slices foul. 1-2 count. J.C. Reams trying to hold the deficit to 3 runs as her Lady Muskrats try to rally in the bottom of the 7th, trailing by 3 to the Grass Lake Warriors. State semifinals at Michigan State. One, two on the way. That one taken low and away for ball two. I'd like to thank Wolverine Seal Coating, County National Bank, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning for their support in today's coverage on WKHM. Collins stands back in. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a pop foul. Deflects off the netting behind home plate. Hanging in there at the plate, trying to make Reams work for that last out of the top of the 7th. Runner on first, 2 outs. 2-2 on the way. Ooh, that one was close, but misses up and away. Count runs full. Collins, another practice swing out of the box, stands back in. Quick glance at the pitch chart on the wrist. Now another pitch. That one misses low. Wow, what a take for Kennedy Collins. Ball four. And it's a two-out walk. And just like that, J.C. Reams struggling to get out of the inning after a quick first 2 outs. Now there's runners on first and second. 4-1 Grass Lake lead. As instead of Reese Lape at the plate, it's going to be pinch hitter Chloe Hollifield ready to stand in. Reese Lape in this spot went 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. So Chloe Hollifield, freshman here for the Lady Warriors, looks at a first pitch low and away for ball one. Hemp at second, Collins at first for Grass Lake. Next delivery, that one right down the middle, called first strike. 1-1. Reams, we've seen this earlier here, just sometimes with that two-out magic, just struggling to get that third out, and that's how Grass Lake able to add one to their lead. Perhaps in controversial fashion in the last inning. Coming on 2 outs and bases empty. Another one in there for a strike and then missing above the zone for a ball. 2-2 for Chloe Hollifield. Two-two on the way. That one taken up and in. Looked like that one was deflected off the bat. Yeah, so Hollifield, bat was kind of hovering over the zone, and even though she didn't swing at all, it deflected off the bat, so that's still going to be a foul. Still a 2-2 count for Hollifield. Now having a chat with the third base coach. Stands back in. Reams in the circle. Now ready to go once again. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a foul tip, so the freshman, Hollifield, doing a good job of hanging in there. Again, we've seen several long plate appearances for both teams in this one. Just girls fighting. That's exactly what you want this deep in the postseason. 2-2. Swing and a foul on the right-hand side off the netting. Above the dugout for Algonac. Still 2-2 for Hollifield. First plate appearance in this one in this pinch hitting situation. 2-2 off the plate for the full count. 3-2. 4-1 Grass Lake here in the top of the 7th inning. Runners on first and second with 2 outs, trying to extend their lead. Swinging a fly ball, this one to shallow right center field, and it lands in the glove of Thomas. Oh, my. That one nearly in the Bermuda Triangle of right field, center field, and the second baseman, but able to make a nice catch, preventing Grass Lake from adding to their lead. Two runners are stranded, and Grass Lake trying to secure their first ticket to a state championship game. 4-1 lead, bottom of the seventh, coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers. You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
4-1, Grass Lake over Algonac, now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Grass Lake trying to punch their ticket to their first ever state championship appearance here at Michigan State. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, seventh inning, brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating. And it's 7-8-9 due up for Algonac here. They need to have some success in the bottom of their batting order. Try to pass the baton to the top of their lineup and try to break through against Morgan Conrad, who's just been lights out in this one. As the center fielder, Autumn DeWicke, leading us off, looks at a pitch off the plate for ball one. So far, 0-for-1 in this one. Strikeout and a walk. 1-0 misses inside. Conrad in this one. One run allowed on four hits. 10 strikeouts with one walk and one hit batter. And that hit batter, again, the first hitter of the game and eventually able to come into score in the form of Michael Kennel for the lone Algonac run. With five scoreless innings, line drive to deep left field. That one's going to roll all the way to the fence. Trying to throw back in. Lape able to cut off the runner at second, and it's a leadoff double for Autumn DeWicke. Able to get loud contact to start the bottom of the seventh. And now the tying run moves into the on-deck circle for Algonac. And here's the left fielder, Laney Maleski, with DeWicke standing at second, no outs. 4-1 Grass Lake lead. First pitch here, swing and a foul, up and out of play near the soccer pitch here. Looks like it's starting to sprinkle a little bit here at Sekia Stadium, Michigan State University. Got a rain delay earlier today, causing some of the earlier games to be delayed, which of course caused this game to start basically an hour behind schedule. Pitch misses, one ball, one strike for Maleski. Conrad stands back in. 1-1. Swinging a grounder to third base. Throw across the diamond in time for out number one. However, DeWicke moves up to third on the play. A productive ground out for Maleski. Runner on third with one out. Grass Lake in front by three. But Algonac two outs away from seeing their season end, so they're going to fight all the way down to the wire here. The number nine hitter, Aubrey Thomas, standing in, ready to stand in, I should say, as there's now a visiting the circle for Grass Lake, trying to chat things over with Morgan Conrad and the rest of the infielders to get on the same page here to try to get these two outs to secure the win and punch their ticket to their first state championship appearance. Of course, Algonac also trying to make it to their first state championship. Winner of this one will take on the winner of Clare and Ravenna tomorrow evening at 5:30 here at MSU. So Thomas, ready to go at the plate. Winds and deals above Saltz, and that's going to bring in the run on a wild pitch. That one well above Saltz and went right to the backstop, bounced away. Saltz made a good effort to try to recover and get the tag out. But instead, the lead is cut to two. 4-2, Grass Lake over Algonac here in the bottom of the seventh, but the base is now empty with one out. Winds and deals 1-0. That one misses low and inside 2-0. Morgan Conrad, of course, it's the first run allowed since that first inning. The middle innings just really shutting things down, limiting the base runners, limiting the traffic. 2-0, that one misses inside. 3-0 count to Aubrey Thomas. Just one walk as well in this one, allowed by Conrad. 3-0 on the way. Misses low and in, and it's a four-pitch walk. The tying run now comes to the plate for Algonac. And they couldn't have asked for more from the bottom three in their lineup. A double to lead things off from Autumn DeWicke. Able to advance to third on Laney Molesky's ground out, and then able to score on a wild pitch. We got a ground ball to short. Pickup throw to second. Not in time on the force out from Hillbearer to Smith there at second. And now there's runners on first and second with one out. Grass Lake in front by two here in the bottom of the seventh, but the tying run moves to first base in the winning run moves to the plate for Algonac. The plot thickens here. Morgan Conrad's really going to need to pitch well. And these fielding decisions need to be smart for Grass Lake if they want to try to get these last two outs and punch their ticket to the state championship game. First pitch, that one misses inside. For ball one, we got a pinch hitter here. Beg your pardon, no I don't. I'm in the wrong spot in the lineup. It's the shortstop, Madison Grace, now at the plate. Pitch right here, swing and a foul tip in the dirt. 0-2 count for Grace. Thomas at second, Kennel at first with one out. Conrad looking for the second out of the inning. Next one, swinging a foul out of play. Hanging in there. Oh, 2. Grace so far in this one, she's 0-2 with the sacrifice bunt. And now calls time at the plate. Conrad needs more time in the circle. 0-2, rocks and deals. Swing and a foul tip in the dirt. Still hanging in there. Boy, making Conrad really work just to get this second out, much less get out of this inning. Again, runner on second and third. One out, just a two-run Grass Lake lead now. 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Algonac trying to make a late push in this one. 0-2, swing and a miss. Oh my, big second out. That strikeout brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. Strikeout number 11 for Morgan Conrad, and this brings Algonac to their last out And now going to be a visit here between the catcher, Bree Saltz, and Morgan Conrad in the circle. Trying to get through for this third out with J.C. Reams now at the plate. 1-for-3, single and a pair of strikeouts. Trying to keep the hopes alive. Again, tying run at first, winning run at the plate. Ready to go in the circle. Rocks and deals. Inside for ball one. Conrad doing a great job all game of painting the corners with their command, but command getting away a little bit here as we got a pop to the shallow left field, left center of the infield, and it's going to be caught by Hellbearer, and that is it. Algonac made a late push in the game in the bottom of the seventh, but they are unable to rally. And Grass Lake will advance to their first state championship appearance in program history, defeating Algonac 4-2. Boy, it got a little bit nervous there at the end of the game, but Conrad, with how well she was pitching, able to settle down just enough, get those last two outs, and able to guide home the Lady Warriors for the victory. As we go through the line score here, Grass Lake scoring their 4 runs on 11 hits, committing no errors. That was huge. And they had 11 runners left on base, really loading the base runners. Meanwhile, for Algonac, they scored their 2 runs on 5 hits, committed 2 errors, and they had 7 runners left on base. Morgan Conrad, all 7 innings, 11 strikeouts to just 2 walks in 1 hit batter, 5 hits. Meanwhile, J.C. Reams, along with those 4 runs, not all of them earned, of course, 11 hits, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks. And it was Grass Lake in the middle innings, 2 runs in the third, 1 run in the fourth, and they added an insurance run in the 6th inning. Meanwhile, Algonac got that first run all the way in the 1st inning, looked like they were off to some success, and then that's when Morgan Conrad really able to settle things down, really able to find her spots, and able to limit the traffic on the bases until that 7th inning, where Algonac, again, they had a chance there. The tying run was standing at first base, but not able to shut things, not able to push that tying run across, with Conrad able to settle down and get those last 2 outs with traffic on the bases. Big day, Nadine Hubbard, 2-for-4, 2 runs batted in. Of course, the big 2-run double in the 3rd inning at that time, putting Grass Lake in front 2-1, and able to hold that lead all the way till the end, that big 2-run 3rd inning, and then had bases loaded, stranded in the 4th, still able to score a run in there. But Grass Lake, again, these games tighten up here this deep in the postseason, especially against a team like Algonac that has had several deep runs in the last few years, including beating this Grass Lake program back in 2022 in the quarterfinals. But a great, great game for Grass Lake, taking down Algonac 4-2. I'd like to thank the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, the Protection Center, Aeroquip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Big Chuck's Pizza, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Grass Lake Community Schools, Frank ShopRite, and Jarko and Lester Production Realty for their support in today's coverage. And that'll do it for this one. One more time, 4-2 win for Grass Lake over Algonac. Tomorrow at 5:30, Grass Lake will play in the state championship for the first ever time here at Michigan State University, taking on the winner of Clare and Ravenna. Live coverage will be here on these airwaves. For Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school playoff softball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.